BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Britain, Italy and Greece say they believe that 7 foreign hostages have been killed in Nigeria, as reported by the militant group that took them captive. The radical group Ansaru seized the 7 men last month from a construction site in northern Nigeria. It said the hostages, British, Italian, Greek and Lebanese, were killed because of a rescue attempt by British and Nigerian forces. But Italy denied this. The British Foreign Secretary, William Hague, condemned the killing in the strongest terms.
This is an unforgivable act of pure, cold-blooded murder for which there can be no excuse or justification. The responsibility for this tragic outcome rests solely with the terrorists who took these people hostage.
Correspondents say Ansaru is a splinter group from the Islamist sect Boko Haram, which has for years been staging attacks in Nigeria. The Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, has accused the United States of working with the Taliban to keep foreign troops in the country beyond 2014, when most are due to leave. Mr. Karzai said both the US and the militants wanted to frighten people into believing there would be more violence in Afghanistan unless international forces remained. The American Defense Secretary, Chuck Hagel, who's in Kabul, denied the charge.
I told the president it was not true that the United States was unilaterally working with the Taliban and trying to negotiate anything. The fact is, any prospect for peace or political settlements, that has to be led by the Afghans.
Scientists say the earthquake in Japan in March 2011 was so big that its effects were felt at the edge of space. The earthquake caused a devastating tsunami which killed nearly 16,000 people. Writing in the journal Geophysical Research Letters, the researchers said the earthquake emitted such a powerful ripple of sound that traces of it were picked up by the Goche satellite, 255 kilometres above Earth. A fire in a block of apartments in Germany has killed 8 members of a family of Turkish origin, a mother and her 7 children. The blaze broke out on Sunday morning in the town of Backnang near Stuttgart. Steve Evans reports from Berlin.
The fire broke out in a flat in an old 3-storey leather factory converted into apartments. 4 people were rescued from a balcony, but the flames and smoke were too intense to reach the mother and her children. Investigators were concentrating on an oven in the building as the likely source. The building also houses the offices of a Turkish cultural association, but the police said there was no evidence of a racist attack. There will be keen interest, though, because in the past the police have been accused of being slow to see any racist connection to crime.
World News from the BBC. The people of the Falkland Islands are voting in a referendum on whether to remain an overseas territory of the United Kingdom. Voters are widely expected to support retaining their current status, but Argentina has called the exercise illegal and meaningless. Brazilian police say a driver who collided with a cyclist has admitted flinging the cyclist's severed arm into a stream after the limb was ripped off by the impact of the collision. The incident in one of São Paulo's main streets has caused outrage in Brazil. A police spokesman told the BBC the motorist had turned himself in. The cyclist is in hospital. The ashes of a World War II secret agent who died in 2011 have been scattered in a French forest where she carried out her most perilous operations. Nancy Wake played an extraordinary role in the French resistance movement against German occupation, as Chris Bockman reports from southern France.
Nancy Wake combined glamour, charm and bravery behind enemy lines in France with such success that at one point she was top of the Gestapo's most wanted list. When the Germans discovered she was a spy, she was forced to flee to England, while her French husband was tortured and killed for refusing to reveal her whereabouts. She returned parachuting into central France, where she acted as a liaison officer between the French resistance and Allied forces.
The memorial service for Nancy Wake, known to be fond of an early morning gin and tonic, was followed, as she'd wished, by a very large drinks reception. Princess Liliane of Sweden, whose decades-long secret romance with a royal prince became one of Sweden's best-known love stories, has died at the age of 97. British-born Princess Liliane met Sweden's Prince Bertil in London during the Second World War, but they had to keep their relationship secret for decades because of the prince's obligations to the throne and Liliane's status as a divorced commoner. BBC News.